My name is D.A. Pennybaker. I'm a filmmaker, and I work in New York. Back in the 60s, the early 60s, actually 64, I believe, Bob Dylan's manager came to see me to ask me if I'd like to make a film with Bob Dylan, and I really didn't know who Bob Dylan was particularly. I'd heard his name, and so I found myself on a plane with Dylan and Joan Baez and a few other people going to England in 1965 in the spring to make a film of Dylan on a concert tour. He was about 20, 21 years old, and I was about 38 at the time. I really just wanted to watch him. I didn't have any idea of interviewing him or of asking him any questions particularly. I just wanted to get myself in some corner of the room or in some position watching what happened and film, of course, film some of the concerts, but really I just wanted to film him. He was very skinny. He had a big towering mop of hair. He was never obvious. He always was sort of careful with what he said, and you realize that he was thinking all the time. He was extremely smart, a very smart person. And when I heard him start playing, I realized that it was kind of a new kind of music. And what was interesting for me was that this music was hitting an audience, an incredible audience, a huge audiences that would gather in small cities throughout England, and there'd be no posters in the town saying that he was coming, no signs on the hall where he was going to sing. It'd be jammed, and the people be waiting out there all day long to get in. And I mean, what I was watching was awake for Cole Porter. I mean, Cole Porter was never going to happen again. You realize because something new had come in that was going to throw it away. And it is what happened. And everybody there was aware of it in a way that I don't think in America there was anything like that awareness. And we spent 3-4 weeks traveling around England in Austin's and living in the Savoy in London. And people like Donovan and whatnot would come in and go out. It was like he was bringing some kind of new vessel of music, and they all had to come and just touch it. Back then, he was playing folk music, and he was playing both. He was playing Boots of Spanish Leather and The Girl from the North Country, which were really very moving songs, but he was also playing Oxford Town and songs that were news about what was going on in the civil rights movement. He was singing these songs, and some of them were like Don't Think Twice, and then something like Hattie Carroll. And the song would just, people would just go crazy after the end of it. They would stamp and bang on the floor because it was such a moving song. And it was like he had turned newspaper writing into music. And people kept saying, he's not really a very good poet, though. He's just, you know, he's got some kind of following, and he's got an interesting kind of folky beat. But there's no, I thought he was a hell of a poet because he was getting everybody's attention, which is what poets really want to do. It was almost a religious kind of a thing. And I knew when it was over that it was probably the most important film I'd ever done up to that point, and maybe that I'd ever do. And I wasn't sure why.